This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Tasha Fasil joins us in the studio for Pope Pope Parliament. What were some highlights today?
Let's start with what I felt was quite a boss-like statement to come from the Minister of Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry, Datuk Sri Salahuddin Ayub. And it happened when Pontian MP Datuk Sri Ahmad Mazlan questioned the timing of an announcement that came from Johor MP Dr. Sahruddin Jamal. He basically announced that there'll be R1,000 in aid going out to, I think, over 1,000 fishermen in Tanjung Piai. The aid is going to be dispersed in the form of cash next week, you know, which happens also to be the week of the by-election. So the Agriculture Minister, Salahuddin Ayub, responded to this saying that there is nothing fishy about this. and that, you know, if they're going to give money, they very well have the right to do so.
Kalau saya pergi Tanjung Piai, hari ini, besok atau semalam, ambil duit ini, undilah Pakatan Harapan. Itu rasuah. Ya, itu adalah satu benda yang tidak diizinkan. Tapi kalau sebagai menteri, apa yang dijanjikan oleh Dr. Farid, arwah, kepada nelayan, kita bagilah. Nak tunggu orang lain bagi? Kita yang bagi.
Lepas PRK boleh bagi.
Kami menteri nak bagi masa ini. Kami menteri boleh beri pada bila-bila masa.
Nelayan lain, nelayan lain.
Saya tidak kira siapa pun kata, nelayan untung, rakyat akan untung. Itu saja. Jadi kita beri kepada yang berhak dan insya Allah kita adalah kerajaan yang bertanggungjawab.
Mau satu lagi.
Ini menteri sebelum menjadi menteri dulu bercakap macam lain.
Dedak, bukan dedak ke ni?
So that was the Minister of Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry, Datuk Sri Salahuddin Ayub, defending their choice to give financial aid to fishermen in Tanjung Piai.
Oh my God. So if anything, this is a little bit... I'm having a moment of deja vu here. Of course, recently they, meaning the Pakatan government, also got into some trouble for allocating funds just very close to the by-election as well. Of course, the reasoning was this was all these plans, all these fundings, they were all already in the works. They were already going to come up anyway. So we are just deciding to launch it now. But this, I don't know, kind of smells a bit fishy.
We expect more from them, really. We expect more, just not this kind of like old tactics of like suddenly, like coincidentally, like injecting funds into whatever, wherever it is you're having a by-election. And, you know, I personally expected more, but apparently it's the same old thing again.
Perhaps by expecting more, one expects too much.
Well, I don't think so in this circumstance, but you know what? You can let us know what you think. Does the timing of the financial aid smell fishy or does it not? You can let us know. 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Okay, so moving on. I understand there was a request for a status update on the Freedom of Information Bill that was thought to be replacing the Official Secrets Act. Was there anything of note there, Tasha?
It seems like they're still trying to decide whether or not they want to repeal the OSA in its entirety or whether they're going to amend it and then have it sort of go in tandem with the Freedom of Information Act. Deputy Minister of Legal Affairs Muhammad Hanipa Maiden says that they're looking at a few models from overseas to see which option would probably strike the most balance, you know, which ones would allow for there to offset some of the suppressive things that we are seeing from the OSA. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, his personal view is that in principle, there's nothing wrong with the OSA.
Ada dua model yang kita sekarang tengah kaji lah. Pertamanya model di England, di mana mereka adakan akta rahsia rasmi dan sama mereka juga ada Freedom of Information Act. Jadi mereka dapat balancekan benda tu. Di Indonesia, mereka ada akta kebebasan maklumat tapi mereka tidak ada akta rahsia rasmi. Sekarang ini, mereka nak pergi ke dalam kita untuk kaji pula supaya macam mana kita adakan akta rahsia rasmi. Jadi yang ini perkara yang kita kena ambil kira semua ni. Sebenarnya akta rahsia rasmi ni bagi saya lah, bagi saya secara peribadi tidak ada masalah. Yang dulu tu bukan masalah akta rasmi, masalah penyalahgunaan. Masuk Wabira PG kena tu, bukan masalah akta tu. Dulu akta rahsia rasmi digunakan untuk melindungi kezaliman penyalahgunaan kekuasaan, bukan mengalami maklumat sulit.
So that was Deputy Minister of Legal Affairs Mohammad Hanifah Mahidin talking about, well, basically his personal view on the OSA and whether or not it might be replaced soon in the future with a Freedom of Information Act. And this is, again, a bit, I don't know, this is, again, maybe an expectations thing. This was something that they had set out to achieve. This was something they had sort of said that, well, we'll look at all these oppressive laws, rethink them, reject them, remove them entirely if necessary. So I'm hoping they do actually follow through and remove it and find some mechanism to still protect sensitive state secrets, because we do want to do that, but at the same time provide for avenues to get information easily for the public.
But just manage your expectations.
Again, I don't know. Well, anyway, Tasha, is there anything else you have for us?
Yeah, there's a short follow-up from yesterday about Plus removing top-up booths for Touch and Go. Of course, as we know, Plus is doing this. Well, their reasoning for this is to curb congestion problems and also to protect Plus customer service agents. I think there's been like in 81 cases of heavy vehicles crashing into toll booths at the toll plazas. But, you know, as we've seen online, there's been some pushback to this idea. And Touch and Go have mainly been sort of like the recipients of this criticism online, even though the decision did come from Plus. Khazana partly owns Plus, so we went to Economic Affairs Minister Azmin Ali to get a comment. He's hoping that Plus management will reconsider the decision.
Ya, saya kira pandangan daripada pengguna itu penting diberikan perhatian, kerana kemudahan-kemudahan yang disiapkan itu adalah untuk memberikan keselesaan kepada pengguna lebuh raya. Keputusan untuk menutup lorong tambah nilai itu mungkin keputusan yang diambil oleh pengurusan, dan saya berharap pengurusan dapat meneliti semula keputusan tersebut dengan mengambil kira pandangan daripada pengguna lebuh raya, dan mereka harus menyediakan pilihan bagi kemudahan pengguna lebuh raya.
Some other gripes I think that netizens have is that there is this expiry date, right, on these Touch and Go cards. Essentially, if you don't use it or reload it within a year, then it gets deactivated and you lose whatever money that you have on it.
Cam, this was your main gripe yesterday.
Natasha, we sorted it out yesterday on Evening Edition. Go check the podcast. It's all there. It's been sorted out. But I did actually check my Touch and Go card, and yes, it did have an expiry date on it.
Cam's solution was to have some kind of flash mob or something to bring about changes.
Reclaim the streets.
In the middle of the toll, like in the...
At Plus offices.
Yeah. Well, if 81 heavy vehicle crash, I'm not going to do it in the toll. Do it somewhere safe. But yeah.
Well, flash mobs aside, Tash, what else do you have?
I've got a couple of youth-related updates. First up, Yusri Abdul Halim of KRU and Ulala fame was appointed as our TVET icon back in July, and this came from our HR ministry. So M. Kulasegaran, the Minister of Human Resources, was asked in Parliament today to explain the role that Yusri will play in developing and enhancing technical education and vocational training in the country.
Lantikan beliau bukanlah berdasarkan kepada populariti semata-matanya, tetapi diperkukuhkan lagi dengan pencapaian beliau dalam berbagai cabang seni, baik di dalam maupun luar negara. Beliau telah menunjukkan pencapaian cemerlang dalam industri animasi dan kesan khas visual yang merupakan salah satu bidang TVET yang ditawarkan di negara ini. Bidang TVET bukan hanya merangkumi khusus-khusus hard skills, tetapi turut meliputi soft skills. Kejayaan beliau menunjukkan bahawa seseorang individu mampu menjadi pakar dalam sesuatu bidang dengan syarat mereka tekun mendalami ilmu dan kemahiran secara berterusan, lifelong learning. Berbagai program promosi, publicity dan kesedaran sedang diatur untuk melibatkan penyertaan saudara Yusri, termasuk untuk menjenamakan semula Skills Malaysia bagi menarik minat belia di bidang kemahiran. Akhir sekali, kejayaan ikon TVET Kementerian Semua Malaysia dalam bidang seni daripada muzik hingga lakonan, selain penerbitan filem, diyakini dapat menjadi inspirasi dan sekaligus meningkatkan kesedaran masyarakat, terutamanya ibu bapa, mengenai potensi bidang TVET untuk masa depan anak-anak kita.
That was M. Kulasegaran, Minister of Human Resources. So, Tasha, what else do you have for us today?
Okay, the last bit about youth-related matters. We've got the Minister of Sports and Youth, Syed Saddiq, commenting on some of the outreach programs that they're doing with the Basikal Lajak community. So here he is explaining a little bit of what they've set out to do.
Program terakhir yang saya sendiri sertai adalah di Gombak, Selangor. Masa tu ada dalam 150 komuniti Basikal Lajak yang turut bersama. Dia ada dua, satu yang suka buat modifying. Yang ini kita boleh masukkan ke mereka dalam institut IKBN dan IKTBN untuk welding dan yang lain. Itu yang pertama. Yang kedua ada suka the need for speed. Tapi need for speed tu tak bolehlah, tak ada break. Tak bolehlah. So kita, bila kita buat pertandingan contoh, what's the best bike, kita pastikan safety measures tu kita tetap ambil kira. Dia tak boleh keluarkan untuk mereka menang. Kedua, untuk mereka berbasikal secara laju tersebut, we have that, it's called a stationary equipment. Saya tahu apa yang dipanggil. Tetapi untuk je test kelajuan, tetapi tanpa perlu pergi gunakan jalan yang agak membahaya pada waktu malam. So there's a way, ada jalan di mana kita boleh lakukan sambil memastikan bahawa isu keselamatan tidak akan dikompromikan.
That was Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq speaking about outreach programs for the Basikal Lajak community. And that brings us to our next segment, which is Meet an MP.
And who's our chosen MP for today?
Okay, so our chosen MP had to go through two unsuccessful tries before she actually became a Member of Parliament, but she's now a Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's office.
Hi, my name is Fuzia Saleh. I'm a Member of Parliament for Kuantan. I'm a third-term member. My focus has always been on the well-being of the people of Kuantan, on improving their quality of life. So in the first two terms, I focused on better housing. I've also worked on a better public transport system in Kuantan. And now we are focusing more on the well-being. One of my latest projects is to have a program on 3R, reduce, reuse, recycle. And we are giving incentives to the B40 to give us trash. We normally give them assistance anyway in the form of rice and vouchers for shopping. But here we are adding more incentives when they give us trash. For example, they give us used cooking oil. We will sell it them to SW Corp, but we give them subsidies. So these are incentives to encourage people to take care of the environment. And we have launched it a few weeks back. So we're going to do this for the whole of Parliament. But for the future, I'm also looking into projects to improve on the economy, job availability, as well as connectivity to Kuala Lumpur and the bigger cities, so that we can bring in more tourists, local tourists as well as foreign tourists. We're looking into projects where people or the tourists can have a lot of activities in my constituency. And as a member of the government, I think it is very, very possible to do that.
That was Fuzia Saleh, Member of Parliament for Kuantan and our MP of the day. Now, if you have any thoughts on any of the stories we covered during Popeye Popeye Parliament, whether it's about the 1,000 ringgit in aid in cash for some for over 1,500 fishermen in Tanjung Piai that will be dispersed next week, or whether it's about the OSA and the Freedom of Information Act, you can send those thoughts through 7733 2900. It's the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, thank you so much for the updates. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.